and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. My cousin sent me a picture of her neighbor's front door, and on the front door was their Christmas wreath.
Nice.
Now, just in case anybody was keeping track, today is April 27th, 2018.
Yes.
So if you still have your Christmas wreath up, and I know that some people like to be artistic and they have beautiful wreaths that are year-round.
Absolutely, sure.
Spring wreaths. This is not one of them.
Yeah.
This is made of Christmas tree limbs and has red bows and bulbs on it. I posted it on our Instagram at Anna and Raven, and that's all I need to know about you.
Sometimes those big wreaths, though, those big decorative ones, you know, obviously they're not real. So packing them away, like if you don't have the proper container, it's the biggest thing with Christmas decorations, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the proper containers, this is how stuff gets broken. So, you know, there might be a guy out there who's just like, you know what? Till we got the right container. That's where it stands. That's the third wreath I bought in four seasons. I'm not doing it again this year, honey.
If you can't take the fake wreath off your door and put it in a closet because you don't have the right container, that's all I also need to know about you.
Only 242 days till Christmas.
Right, we're almost there.
I've got one for you here. If you eat takeout every day and night and still complain about your weight or health, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, what if you have healthy options? You can get a delicious salad.
Day and night. It almost feels impossible to do that with takeout all the time.
I try to contemplate that a lot because sometimes I feel like if I just get grilled chicken with sautéed vegetables, what's the difference if I make it myself or if the restaurant down the street makes it?
I don't know. I don't know because you're tempted. You get the potato skins.
Oh.
You get everything else on there. You get the chili fries.
What?
There's bacon on those potato skins.
Yeah, you get a lot of stuff.
I mean,
do you want that loaded, ma'am?
Cheese.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. This is America.
Go ahead, producer Christian.
If your car is absolutely covered in bumper stickers everywhere, back of the windshield, the bumper, part of the wheel well, that is all I need to know about you. Please stop doing it. It's
well,
enough.
That was very 80s.
It needs to go.
It feels kind of like a Subaru thing. I don't want to be stereotypical.
What are you talking about?
Like somebody that has like a 40-year-old, like, you know, Outlander or something where like they're running stuff over. They're doing camping. This car climbed Mount Washington.
Yeah, I'm sure
like, it
did.
Feels like somebody that's trekked all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that usually to me is Subaru or Volvo. Like I've driven this 752,000 miles across this country.
Okay.
I've gone to every one of these places with these bumper stickers. Then you kind of earned it.
No, I feel like the only people that still put bumper stickers on is if you're driving like a 1987 station wagon that's got the wood paneling.
Right.
Those are nice.
That's what I'm saying. But those things keep running.
Right.
Like you cannot kill them.
1-800-330-9999 if you want to chime in too. It's all I need to know about you.